Our topic is going to be on new funding to fight citrus greening, and we're going to have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack to announce some projects that are going to offer new-term solutions as well as research funding that may develop for longer-term solutions. Mr. Secretary, take it away.
Obviously, citrus greening has been an issue for some time and is obviously a significant and serious threat to the citrus industry, particularly in the state of Florida. An industry that in that state has a $9 billion impact on the economy and is connected directly or indirectly to 76,000 jobs. So it's something we obviously have, for the last several years, been very concerned about. And a year or two ago, we established a multi-agency coordinating group that involves state, federal, and local officials and industry officials to begin the process of prioritizing work that needed to be done to address citrus greening, to mitigate its impact in Florida and hopefully prevent its spread to other citrus states. We obviously also began a process of looking at research opportunities and increasing research resources. During the course of the Farm Bill debate and conversation, the Congress believed it necessary and appropriate to extend significantly and to earmark a specially designed part of the research fund authorized by the Farm Bill for the purposes of focusing on citrus greening. Nearly $80 million was directed in this effort. Congress directed us to work with the subcommittee of our Research and Education and Extension Advisory Group to determine precisely where the priorities needed to be. That group met last year and started off by identifying 20 different areas that needed to be examined in connection with this citrus greening. They recently targeted four areas in particular, a focus on chemical treatments and therapy treatments and systems and heat systems that would potentially eradicate citrus greening, cultivating the bacteria that would allow us to accelerate research, early detection in the host and vector that causes citrus greening, and creating a resistant germplasm. The announcements we make today are basically in two separate announcements. One, taking a portion of the Farm Bill funding, specifically $23 million, directing it to a number of universities, including universities in Florida, California, and in Kansas, to focus on developing resistant cultivars, to encourage better field detection systems for earlier detection of citrus greening, and to develop heat treatments or biologic responses, as well as antimicrobial treatments in the effort to try to mitigate the consequences of citrus greening. This looks at a longer-term view of the issues involving citrus greening, as anticipated and expected and directed by the Congress. We also announced today an additional $7 million that will be allocated through the multi-agency coordinating group, which will fund 15 separate projects. These projects involve improved delivery of thermal treatments involving infected trees that will allow those trees, despite the infection, to remain productive, an expansion and acceleration of getting best management practices into the field to further prevent and mitigate the consequences of citrus greening, improved early detection systems, and methods for killing the vector in an effort to try to reduce the risk of citrus greening. So combined $30 million being awarded today to expand both on the short-term strategies for dealing with citrus greening and beginning to focus on longer-term potential solutions to citrus greening. A lot of work yet to be done, and with the advisory group helping us to focus on system treatment systems, on accelerating research, on earlier detection, and developing a resistant germplasm that eventually would prevent this from occurring at all, I think we're headed in the right direction, and hopefully we'll see progress in terms of mitigating the impact of citrus greening and hopefully provide reassurance to the citrus industry that we are doing everything we possibly can in connection with the industry to address this very serious issue.